Then I was conscripted to work in a hat factory, in the Damenhutfabrik Otto Brettschneider, Rheinberger Straße 5. I had to sew paper flowers onto little hats. In February 1945, I received my deportation order for Theresienstadt, as rumor had it. I showed my boss the slip of paper. He went to the Gestapo immediately to have me let off. In vain, of course. On his return, he looked at me in dead earnest and said, "But you're not going to go, for God's sake." "What can I do?" I replied. "I've no alternative." "Yes, you have," he said forcefully. "Don't you know somebody in the country where you could stay for a while?" I thought about it. There is someone, a farming couple in the Allgäu. But how can I get there? No one's permitted to use the trains without authorization, and for me there's absolutely no hope. "That's simple," he said. "Go down to the basement. Find an employment record book of one of my employees about your age. Replace her photo with your own. Then take a sheet of company writing paper and write an application to the ministry under your assumed name to go on a war-related trip for my firm to our auxiliary warehouse in the Allgäu and request a travel permit. I'm not so keen to sign myself, but forge my signature. No one will notice." I did everything he had said. I picked up my travel permit, heart thumping, and took the train to Immenstadt with two capsules of potassium cyanide in my pocket. I had no problems with my forged pass. I hid away in that farmhouse for several months. I learned much later that before and after my flight, the owners of the hat factory had saved their other Jewish employees from arrest by hiding them in a utility shed and feeding them with food they had undergone great risks to stockpile.